Now, I want to make a recapitulation and tie it in with what we have gone over before. And Paul began this section now that we're in, and we're no longer in justification by faith. We're now in the practical section, not doctrinal, but it's sanctification by the Spirit. And he tells us that we're to stand fast in the liberty wherewith we have been made free, wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Now, what is it that Christ has set us free from? Well, there are several things Paul has already mentioned in this epistle. Back in chapter 1, verse 4, he says, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. And that's not according to law, but according to the will of God. He wants to deliver us from this present evil world. Now, he has set us free, therefore, that from this present evil world we don't have to serve it. And then we are set free from what we are by nature. And over in the second chapter, verse 20, said, I'm crucified with Christ. That is, that took place 1900 years ago. Nevertheless, I live. How do I live? Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me, gave himself for me. Now, you can see he says, I live, yet not I. You and I can't live the Christian life, but Christ can live it in us. And what a wonderful liberty we've been brought to today. And he's delivered us not only from what we are by nature, but he's delivered us from the curse of the law. And over in chapter 3, 13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it's written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. So that we've been delivered from any judgment of the law, the condemnation of it. And we've been delivered from the law itself. For in chapter 4, verse 4, he says, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son made of a woman, born under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now, all of these things we've been delivered from. And we've been delivered from a system that Israel had over 1,000 years. And Peter, yonder in the Council of Jerusalem, in Acts 15, describing it, he says, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear. We weren't able to do that. Now, Christ has delivered us from our offenses, and we've been raised in him. And we've been saved, that in the ages to come, Paul says in Ephesians, that he might show forth the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us. Now, throughout eternity, we're to be a demonstration to God's created universe of the grace of God. And he will have done it all, or it's not grace, you see. Imagine, out yonder in eternity, here's the church, and it has on it, all of these are a demonstration of the grace of God, except Vernon McGee, and he went to Sunday school and didn't miss 12, 15 Sundays. And that helps him in his salvation. Or he paid his honest debts and something like that. What nonsense, friends. You're going to be there for the demonstration of his grace, and nothing that you and I ever did will enter into it.